Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll be featuring three more not-so-prominent Motown artists from the 1960s. We'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the Spinners, and Jimmy Ruffin. Well, first up, the Isley Brothers. Well, brothers Ronald O'Keefe and Rudolph Isley were gospel fire to Motown's secular pop and soul sound. They were rescued by their friend Berry Gordy from a sliding career in the 1960s, and the Isleys spent just 2 years on the Motown record label before they had greater success on the T-Neck record label. It was a tenure marked by some of the most distinctive rhythm blues music to come out of the Motown assembly line. Well, this whole Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, which is coming up, was the Isleys' biggest Motown hit, and it was a quick song originally intended for the Supremes. Delivering the gem by the great writing team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland, the song was given to them as a sign of respect from Berry Gordy. Well, Ronald Isley recalled that at first we were getting some pretty good songs to cut, but being homegrown stars before the Motown record label, we started hearing complaints about our choice of material. It became uncomfortable, and we asked Berry for our release. But still, Motown was a great time for us. Well, here is the Isley Brothers with a great classic song, This Whole Heart of Mine, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. MyTimeMemories at yahoo.com. That's MyTimeMemories at yahoo.com.
Tom Memory from the Isley Brothers. That was a Kim Weston hit, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and that reached number 22 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. Before that, the Isleys were the number 31 on the Rhythm and Blues from 66, I Guess I'll Always Love You, and we started with the Isleys' biggest hit on the Motown record label, charting on both the pop charts and on the Rhythm and Blues charts with number 6 from 1966, This Old Heart Is Weak for You. Those three songs were the only three songs that the Isley Brothers had as hits on the Motown record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring six less predominant artists from the 1960s on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the fifth artist we'll feature this hour. The artist is The Spinners. Well, The Spinners finally triumphed at Motown in 1970, just a year before the departure for the label, with the song coming up, It's a Shame, that was written, produced, and played by Stevie Wonder. Well, for 10 years previous to that, The Spinners were the model warm-up act. Billy Henderson, a charter member, was quoted as saying that we were known for being ready, having something to present, and we survived by chaperoning the Supremes, or the Marvelettes, or the Vandellas, driving them on tours, and working around the country. They scored a couple of hits on a record label called Tri-Fi, in the early 1960s, when Tri-Fi was merged with Motown, the group bounced around producers, scoring the occasional hit that we'll hear coming up. The arrival of lead singer C.G. Cameron inspired Stevie Wonder to give the Spinners the smash that they deserved. Here is the biggest hit they had on the Motown record label, It's a Shame, right here on Motown.
Telephone, waiting for you.
comes another great Motown city. Here comes another great Motown city on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sometimes a man
The Spinners with I'll Always Love You, a number 8 song on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. Before that, Truly Yours, number 16 on the Rhythm and Blues from 66. And we started with The Spinners' biggest hit on the Motown record label, It's a Shame, number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature 1960s Motown groups that were really not as predominant in the Motown record business as some of the other groups. Well, coming up, the last of the 6 artists this hour, Jimmy Ruffin. Well, both Jimmy and his brother David could sing. But while David's rough voice marked the mid-1960s temptations, brother Jimmy slipped in from nowhere to join Motown to interpret one of the era's most poignant ballads coming up, What Because of the Brokenhearted. It was not only an across-the-board smash hit in 1966, but a classic, a smooth and scoring testimony to the anguish of love. Well, the song was earmarked from the Spinners, who we just heard from, but Jimmy identified with the painful message and persuaded writer James Dean to give him a shot. Well, Ruffin recalled at the time that my career wasn't going very well, and I was lost, and I really needed that song. While Motown tunes typically bubble with exuberance, here, the lyric is riffed with despair. Although Jimmy never had a hit of the magnitude of this song ever again, his claim on the Motown ground is secure for this song alone. Well, here is Jimmy Ruffin with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, right here on Motown Memories.
History repeats itself. The few words are sadly spoken.
Jimmy Ruffin, with Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. Before that, Jimmy's great song I Passed This Way Before, number 10 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 66. And we start with his biggest hit reaching number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues from that same year, 66, What Because of the Broken Hearted. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this hour, we've featured not-so-prominent Motown artists from the 1960s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On their website, you'll find information about the 6 artists featured on this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.